Don't put away your grilling materials just yet. Labor Day is just around the corner. Techonomics host Jason Middleton talks with Sunset Magazine's food editor to talk about new grill gear for the tech-friendly barbecue host. That chat heats up now.
Hello and welcome to the pre-Labor Day segment of Techonomics. We thought it was late enough in the summer to try to find a tech angle on an age-old tradition, grilling. Kitchen gadgets, like, they're nothing new, but they do iterate with new technologies. We are not ambitious enough to test out all the new tech that's out, ready, and waiting for a pre-holiday purchase, so we went to the pros. This week, we have Sunset Magazine's food editor in studio to help us sort through some cool new cooking toys.
It has a fan that makes it more efficient, and it also, that fan powers a battery, and you can power your devices, like your phone.
Digital thermometers, gloves, the first ever barbecue cookbook, and visual aids are all coming up. Okay, here's our Labor Day grilling discussion.
Elaine Johnson, senior food editor at Sunset Magazine and co-editor of the Great Outdoors Cookbook and Camp Sunset.
Let's start here with this little grill that's standing next to me. You're right. In the pre-interview, we talked a little bit. I'm going to let you explain it. But to paint a picture with words, it looks like a little R2-D2 with a yellow handle on top with wood sticking out the front. It's the coolest looking grill I've seen in a long time.
It is the coolest looking grill. This is the BioLite Pizza Dome Bundle. It looks like R2-D2. You can make burgers on it. Then you can also put down the pizza stone. The cool thing about this, well, there's many cool things about this, but it's totally wood-fired, so it's old school in that regard. But it has a fan that makes it more efficient, and it also, that fan powers a battery, and you can power your devices, like your phone, or there's a little gooseneck light that comes with it.
Right.
It's a lot of fun, and it's just so darn cute.
Producer Liana was really into the pit barrel thing. Did you have success with it, too?
We love the pit barrel, especially for small space grilling. You know, a lot of these things are pretty huge, but the pit barrel is only about 24, 25 inches across. It looks like an oil can. You can use racks inside, or you can use, they have rods you can put in, and then some hooks that you attach to racks of ribs and you hang them in there. So I think you can get, it's like 8 racks of ribs or something.
Wow.
Just in this little space. And unlike a water smoker, which has a pan of water, which, you know, keeps everything moist, but also it's a little messy to clean up.
Yeah, I was going to ask about cleanup.
Yeah, so the pit barrel has no water. There's just the container of charcoal in the bottom. The meat drips down onto the coals, and that's what provides the smoke.
Very cool.
And the way it's designed, it keeps the temperature really low. There's not a thermometer. They just have the openings just right. And I was a little skeptical at first when we first tried this, and it's perfect. It's like a steady 250 degrees.
Liana's a vegetarian, so I'm imagining her hanging 8 racks of, like, jalapeno peppers in there.
Sure.
Like, maybe do some
or
pepper
smoking. Or how about some eggplant? Smoked eggplant is incredible.
How long have you been with Sunset?
I would have to stop and count. It's over 20 years.
Outstanding.
But also, you asked about Sunset's legacy.
Yeah.
So it started in 1898. It was a magazine for the Southern Pacific Railroad, and the purpose was to get Easterners to come to the West Coast, ride the train, and then come to some of the properties that the railroads own, and also buy property, which the railroads owned as well.
Right.
And
good marketing.
So some of those early stories were about what you could do when you got here. You could go to the big hotels. You plant celery for commerce. They're funny stories. But there were also articles about going to Yosemite. And our very first recipe was in 1902, I think. And it was for camp cooking up in Yosemite.
Wow. So the legacy continues with your new digital push.
Absolutely.
115 years after that first grilling recipe. That's pretty cool, too.
That's right.
You have another visual aid that we're going to be shooting and putting on the website. We're going to talk about that. It appears to be has a wooden cover. Can you tell me about it?
That's right. Sunset produced the country's very first barbecue book in 1938. It's called Sunset's Barbecue Book.
It's gorgeous.
And it has a genuine redwood cover, if you can believe it.
That's outstanding.
Spiral binding. And in these days, this was pre-Weber. So if you wanted to grill, you had to build your own barbecue. And not only is it full of recipes, but it has all these plans for building your barbecue
right
out of rock And,
brick. Let's pivot back to your grilling tools. You mentioned that we are talking about Sunset's new slideshow that's up on its website to show us new grills as well as grilling tools.
That's right.
The one that stood out for me, because it is a little techie, a little nerdy, which is me, is the 2-in-1 tool. It's the ThermoWorks Chef Alarm.
So right.
Can you help me understand what that does?
Sure. So
and why I need it in my life.
ThermoWorks is a company outside Salt Lake City. They make the world's best thermometers and all different ones, all different price points. It's a bunch of guys mostly. I've met some of them, and I only met guys who love to geek out over different thermometers. Mm-hmm. And this is...
Oh, it has the meat probe.
Right. It has a meat probe, okay. So really accurate. It's got a long metal cable. You can put it right inside your grill and leave it there. It can come out the door. And then it gives you a steady reading. It'll tell you what the highest temperature is of your food.
It goes up to 700 degrees, I read.
That's right. It goes up to 700 degrees, but it also goes down to 32. So you can, when you're not grilling, you can use this for making yogurt.
You also have some gloves you brought in. Oh, wait, no. What is that red thermometer?
Yeah,
that
so this is one other item.
Looks like a shiv.
I just wanted to mention, it has a sharp point for sure. This is fantastic for indoors, outdoors. Like the other one, it's super fast and accurate, mm-hmm. like 2 to 3 seconds.
Wow.
And it's got an intelligent backlight that if you're out in the dark, it knows when it's getting darker. It turns on automatically. It's got a rotating display.
So oh, that's cool.
If you decide...
A gyroscope in it.
Yeah,
if you
decide you
like
need...
your iPhone when you turn it to landscape.
And then there's also a motion sensor. If you decide you're done using it for now, you set it down, it's going to go off temporarily to save the battery. And then one thing I really appreciate is it's waterproof just in case you drop it in the basting sauce.
The basics, though, we're looking at it. Kettle, pizza, gloves, those are... heavy duty.
Right. These, you know, we've tried a lot of different grilling gloves over the years, and I really like this pair. They're leather. They're easy to get off and on. I brought another pair that's flexible that kind of looks like a big sweater, and they work really well. They've got a heat-proof surface that's kind of shiny. What I like about...
Those are space-agey. I like
Yeah. Them. What I like about these is they're not only easy to get off and on, but they have a padded palm. And that is super important if you are tipping out a big thing of charcoal.
Okay, for searching purposes, if people want more information, right?
Go to sunset.com. There is 15 favorite grilling tools.
Okay.
And 8 best grills on the market.
Because we were only able to scratch the surface of a lot of these lists, so.
There's a lot. There's a ton of different grills we didn't talk about, from, you know, high tech to low tech. There's a stunning all stainless steel wood grill.
Ooh, that
made
is cool.
By Grillworks. It's all handmade. It takes 8 to 10 weeks to order.
What's the price tag on something that gorgeous?
It's just under $4,000.
Okay,
but
well,
then,
I've seen some at like Home Depot that are about that much, too. I mean,
sure. Yeah. And then we've got everything from that to the $30 hibachi. But this is an especially good hibachi because it's got ways to control the airflow and lift the grates up and down.
Good for college dating, by the way.
Is that right?
Hibachi grill. I remember I did that. Yeah.
You know, from personal experience.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago. But yeah, hibachis have been around about as long as I have.
We've got our ultimate grill shopping guide in the July issue of Sunset.
And another stunning cover photograph for Sunset Magazine. I mean, it really makes you want to jump into a lake, literally.
That's somebody jumping into Crater Lake. And I happen to know from personal experience, it's very cold. So that was a really brave model.
Got to get this on the first take, everybody. Elaine, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
That's Elaine Johnson. She's the senior food editor at Sunset Magazine. We'd like to thank Elaine for schlepping into the studio so much equipment. For more information and links, you can check out facebook.com/techonomicsradio. We post stories, start discussions, and share the music from each week's show on that Facebook page. And I'm betting you might want a link to this jam. Coming up after the break, we talk financial planning and retirement saving for people with less than $1 million in liquid assets. You know, most people.
The program does two key things. It figures out a game plan for you to be able to spend through time at the same level so that you never run out of money. And the other thing it does is that it robo-optimizes that living standard. It figures out safe ways to get you a higher living standard.
Please stick around for financial planning self-help for the 99%. That's coming up after the break. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.